Jeff Samardzija. Poor dog. That's a bad deal, man. He's 0-3 with a 1-6-2. Hey, at least he got 4-0 decisions, so there's that.
Man.
But Trey Killian's in the same boat. It's the same same deal. Hey, sucks.
Quick update. Mayflower Mayor was the best pitch. The Valonia Mayor went dirt curve.
Oh.
Went the old dirt
curve.
Try
to get fancy? Man, I'm throwing a straight ball.
Straight ball. I love it.
All right, we got top 10 here. It's actually a little bit more than that of the NFL draft, and then if we have to cut out of it early because Randy Moss comes on, then we'll do that. But we're still trying to run him down at this hour.
And if we need some time, I actually have a list. I was going to wait for tomorrow, but we're going to fill some time then.
Don't you worry. I got 4, 5, 6, 7 hours of information here.
Well, it's either today or tomorrow.
Yeah, good.
Either way, but I want to get to that list because I'm excited. Love the NFL draft.
Is that caller still on line one? Good. All right, 12 amazing stats about the NFL draft that we did not get to yesterday. For my fault. How many defensive players do you think have been taken number one overall since expansion hit?
Circa what year?
95. Since 1995, how many defensive players do you think have been taken number one overall? Because we're looking at number X this year, because we all think Jadeveon Clowney is going to be the guy, and if not, another defensive player.
So out of 19 drafts, I'll go with 9.
I'll go with 6.
2.
What?
Mario Williams and Courtney Brown.
Wow.
Yep.
I feel dumb.
I would have guessed about the same thing. I would have never guessed it would only be 2. 31 SEC players have been drafted in the first round since 2011. I say so few?
Yeah. All of them from Alabama?
Most of them.
Wait, 31 since 2011.
Yep.
What's significant about 2011?
Just the fact that we're in 31 in the last couple years. Okay. It's crazy.
I didn't know if the...
2013 draft, 12 SEC players, including one each from the newcomers, A&M and Missouri. 2012 draft featured 9 and 10 in the 11 draft. That's remarkable. How many running backs taken in the first round last year?
3.
None.
You believe
nobody
that?
Wants. Nobody's paying running backs. We're
I'm telling
about
you,
kickers are getting paid more than
I'm
running backs.
I'm telling you, kids, if I'm Darren McFadden's relative right now and he's coming out of high school, I'm saying, bro, play safety.
Yeah.
Well, and we talked about Corliss Marshall.
He might have wished that he did. Yes.
Corliss Marshall. Same deal. This kid can make. What? How many? I don't know how many more years.
You're going to extend your career by a bunch, and you're going to make a whole lot more money over the period of time.
I agree with Matt Jones on Corliss. You play him at safety and use him on special situations on offense.
Absolutely. That's a no-brainer to me, but I'm not a coach.
Yeah.
Get him the ball. Did they use, was it Woodson?
Yes.
At Michigan?
Yes.
His wide receiver sparingly. Punt returner, defensive back.
Hey,
sparingly at receiver.
Get the kid the ball.
Got him the Heisman over Peyton Manning.
Yeah.
If you're a freakish talent, and let's be honest, Marshall's a freakish talent. Yeah. He's proven it over and over and over again. Two players have been selected number one ever that went on to never play in the NFL. Jay Berwanger, Heisman Trophy winner, number one overall pick, and the NFL implemented the draft in 1936. The Eagles drafted him. Poor Eagles. They can't catch a break. Could not match his salary demands, and they traded him to the Bears. But he wasn't able to reach an agreement there either and never played in the NFL. The other one?
Oh, I know who it was.
What?
Was it the big bust, the offensive lineman who was on the cover of Sports Illustrated?
Tony Mandarich?
Was it Mandarich? Yeah.
Yeah, he played in the NFL.
Played.
Yeah, sparingly.
He was balled by
Syracuse's
second,
Ernie Davis, interestingly enough, another Heisman Trophy winner. First overall in 1962. The Redskins then traded his rights after drafting him to Cleveland. He was then diagnosed with leukemia. That's why he never played. Sad story.
Yeah. It is a sad story. He's a great running back.
That was a great movie they did on his life as well. 1976, the first time the name Mr. Irrelevant was used. You know the first
Mr.
Irrelevant?
What movie was that?
The Ernie Davis movie. I don't remember what it was called.
I'll have to look that up.
Yeah. It was
I'm
good.
In you the ever... market for new documentaries if anybody has.
It was really good, and Jim Brown came back to campus
movies.
In the movie and all that. I mean, yeah, they were.
The Express.
The Express. I'll buy that.
Jim Brown, lacrosse All-American.
Yes, and not
maybe
a bad
the best
football
of
player.
All time.
He actually did play in the NFL. 1976, the first time Mr. Irrelevant was used. It was used for Dayton wide receiver Kelvin Kirk.
Come on. What was the story behind that? Who gave the actual...
Longtime USC and NFL veteran Paul Salata, who had bit parts in movies and was the consummate showman, devised a plan to celebrate the last pick in the draft and dubbed Kirk Mr. Irrelevant.
What was the last pick? Was it 7 rounds back then, does it say?
Doesn't say. Consecutive drafts in which the Redskins didn't have a first-round pick. From 1969 to 79, the Redskins didn't make a single first-round pick. 10 years in a row, no first-round picks. Head coach George Allen didn't trust rookies and therefore didn't need the picks. Washington didn't have a pick in the first four rounds between 72 and 76 and didn't make their first selection in 72 until round eight.
That is such a cocky
move.
That's
the sickest.
I mean, it's a cocky move,
but they were pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah, they were really good. Art Monk was the 18th selection in the 1980 draft, though, so they did pretty well with him, too.
That's awesome.
It all worked out. Four teams have never picked number one overall. The Colts actually lead with seven number one overall picks, five of which have been quarterbacks. Luck, Manning, George Elway, and George Shaw. Four NFL teams have never had a pick. You want to guess?
Yeah.
Okay. I'll be impressed if you can get two of them.
Pittsburgh Steelers.
No.
Dallas Cowboys.
No.
Think expansion.
I'll be impressed if you can get one. Okay.
Well, I figured expansion would suck and they would get the number one pick. I'm thinking of like the best franchises.
No.
So my thought process is no. Not
Miami.
The best franchise.
I actually like your thought process, but it's not accurate.
It's
I would have thought the same way, yeah.
Miami.
Nope. Jacksonville, Baltimore, Seattle, and Denver. Never been the number one overall pick. You've always
Jacksonville?
Just not bad enough. I know.
Who's the worst team in the league this year again? Was that Houston? Yes, Houston's got the number one pick. Yeah. Jacksonville's got to be number two.
Probably so. Wow. Again, suck bad, but not bad enough. Number eight is the number of teams to make the playoffs after picking number one overall. Eight times a team with a number one overall pick has gone on to make the playoffs, including the 2013 Chiefs, the Colts in 2012 as well. And before that, it was Miami in 2008. 104 Hall of Famers have been drafted in the first round. Five number one picks who won NFL Rookie of the Year. They are the following. Earl Campbell, Billy Sims, George Rogers, Sam Bradford, and Cam Newton.
Two quarterbacks, three running backs.
I'm surprised only five number ones have gone on to be the Rookie of the Year, though. That's surprising me.
Well, it's tough to give it to an offensive lineman. How many offensive linemen have been taking number one?
A bunch. It's hard to win. It's hard to win Rookie of the Year. This is a great stat. How long can you guess? It's a significant number because of the how much it stands out. How long it took to complete the 2007 first round?
In terms of days, hours, what are we talking here?
No. Hours and minutes.
I'll go with 3-6, and then I'll go with. So that's 26 hours.
26 hours for one round?
Oh, one round?
Just the first round.
Oh, first round.
And 2007 was the one. It was a record.
4.5.
No, Wally?
6.
6 hours and 8 minutes. Very good. And last but not least.
Did you know that already, Wally?
Yeah.
The number of quarterbacks. He watched the whole draft. Number of quarterbacks taken number one since 1987. Number of quarterbacks taken number one since 1987.
We're dealing with 23 years.
Matty T, we got something we can give the listeners?